Hello, Odyssey. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Coming up, we'll be talking to a football coach about this month's club adventure, the 18-yard line.
But first, here's the latest news. Who doesn't love a good contest, Bob?
Oh, I know. Our Odyssey contests have always been popular. Get in the show, act like Odyssey, the Green Ring Art Contest, you name it. Those are all exciting.
You know, contests are always popular in Clubhouse, too. And now there's a new one from Bring Your Bible to School Day. It's simple, really. Just take a picture of yourself bringing your Bible to school.
You mean now?
Yeah, and then post it online with a special hashtag. Yeah, we even have an email option for those who aren't on social media.
Oh, you could win a one-year subscription to the Adventures in Odyssey Club and a collection of Odyssey products.
And if you don't have a Bible, we're happy to send you one for free. Check out bringyourbible.org for all the details about the contest and the Bibles. The winner will be announced on October 6th.
That's the day of the event this year, where kids across the country bring their Bibles to encourage others with the hope we have in Jesus Christ.
We'll have more about Bring Your Bible to School Day on an upcoming podcast.
But now let's turn our attention to this month's club adventure, the 18-yard line. Here's a preview.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, the Odyssey High School football team faces a tough opponent.
The Brierton Bengals.
They're a worthy adversary.
Brierton has one player who is making things difficult for quarterback Cooper.
Save it for the game, Austin. We've got a good team this year.
Really?
Will he get inside Cooper's head?
Keep your trap shut, Austin. Ignore him. All right, hey, next play. Let's do this, guys. Come on. Come on.
Will Cooper come up small in the big game? This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
If you haven't heard the 18-yard line yet, some of today's discussion will venture into spoiler territory. If you don't want to hear a few key plot points, you may want to pause this podcast now.
But if you have heard it, we're driving ahead for the touchdown. Today, we're hearing from Ivan Chambers, football coach for a local school and, interestingly enough, a friend of mine.
And mine too, though it's been a few years. Let's catch up with Ivan. Ivan, it's so good to see you again.
Really great to see you, Bob, and Jesse as well.
Yeah.
We played softball together decades ago, I think it's fair to say.
Decades? at least one or two decades. No, about one decade, I believe.
Yeah. So. Well, Coach, tell us how long you've been on the sidelines and why you decided to coach football in the first place.
Well, my first football coaching job was 40 years ago this year in Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. I got into teaching and coaching because my dream growing up was to be a professional athlete. I wanted to be a professional baseball player, but I quit growing whenever I was a freshman in high school. And at 5'8", there's not too many professional baseball players. And so I thought, if I can't play the game professionally, I want to coach. I want to be able to teach the young men and women about the sport. And so that's why I got into teaching and coaching.
That's awesome. And of course, we know each other from when I covered high school sports for a local newspaper, and you were an excellent girls varsity basketball coach. So I know you coach other sports. So give us that whole career of all the different sports you've coached. And do you have a favorite sport to coach?
I began coaching. I was my first year coaching. I was a boys varsity basketball coach and a head baseball coach right straight out of college.
Okay.
And then I coached football as well in Joplin. Then I went in the Air Force for a while. So I was an officer in the Air Force for a few years. Then once we got to Colorado Springs, we fell in love with this. And then my wife became involved with Focus. So it was just time to stay here.
Yeah.
So I got back into teaching and coaching. And then I coached mostly basketball for the next several years. Like you said, I was a girls varsity basketball coach at one high school, then transferred over to Liberty High School to be the boys varsity basketball coach. But now I'm coaching football, track, and basketball. Again, both boys and girls.
Wow.
You're a busy guy. And I'm guessing from teaching, you've had an opportunity to see some of your students use the things they've learned on the court in life, in their day-to-day. What are some examples of that?
Well, absolutely. Sports is a microcosm for life.
Yeah.
It is a way for them to use what they learn on the field for, like, conflicts with each other, as well as perseverance, because as we're going to talk a little bit more today, not everything goes well every day during practice or games. And so it's a way for them to learn how to correct mistakes and work perseverance and just become better at what they do by practicing and living it on a daily basis.
Yeah. You mentioned your wife's connection to Focus, and you've also got a connection in that you're an Adventures and Odyssey listener. So I've got to ask, over all these years, do you have maybe a favorite character that stands out for you?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when the building here was built and we got to go down to Adventures in Odyssey and Wits End.
Yeah.
Knowing that Hal Smith, who was Otis on Andy Griffith, which I grew up watching Andy Griffith and really loved that show, knowing that he was part of the Focus on the Family Adventures in Odyssey, that really stood out to me that this was a quality show and somebody that could bring in somebody that was well known like Hal. And I just loved Mr. Whitaker and listening to him and his stories. And that's what sticks out more to me than anything about Adventures in Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about sports being a microcosm, and it is so true. Both sports and Odyssey, there's a lot of drama and there's a lot of fun. What are some specific lessons or different areas of character building that you've observed?
Okay. Well, I love sports in general, but I use it as a way to teach character for these young men and women mm-hmm. because we want them all to grow up to be great young men and women and contributors in society. So I have team policies. And in those team policies, we talk about integrity and in perseverance and respect, because not only do you need to respect yourself, but you need to respect your teammates, your coaches, opposing players, and officials. So mm-hmm. that all is incorporated with athletics as well as the Adventures in Odyssey stories, how that we need to have that integrity and the high respect for others.
Mm. I noticed you didn't mention winning, but winning is a big part of sports. I know parents love to win. The kids love to win. Being competitive is not a bad thing, but of course, winning isn't everything. You can get consumed by winning in some ways, and maybe it can have negative consequences. So I got to ask, how do you help guide your players to have that competitive nature, that desire to win, but to do it in a productive way?
Well, I know Bob and I, we always wanted to win. I mean, that was goal number one.
Very true.
In church softball, wanting to win. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Now, every athlete is different. Some come with a greater intensity and that greater competitiveness. So as a coach, you need to learn how to channel that and help that player that is naturally competitive to temper that competitive nature with good sportsmanship. Building that sportsmanship to me, along with the character and the integrity, the respect, that's the most important thing. Do we want them to be competitive on the court? Absolutely. You don't want to walk out there on the court and not have that desire to win. But you also need to temper that and make sure that whenever you are competing, you do it in a fair and sportsmanship type of manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we laughed about being on the softball field and being pretty intense. I was. When I was younger, I mean, I get between the lines and it was like somebody flipped a switch. And I'd have to remind myself, hey, this is a game. But there was a verse that I actually wrote on my softball glove because it was a reminder in the midst of battle, you know, to keep things in perspective. And it was Proverbs 16:32, which says, patience is better than power and controlling one's temper than capturing a city. Or victory of any kind. I mean, executing a play, winning a game, defeating a rival. To God, self-control is more important. And that is so important for young people to learn.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you've heard the 18-yard line, which is a new Odyssey episode we've done about football. So I got to find out, is there anything we missed in that episode?
Well, most of it you got right.
Okay.
The thing you really got right was, especially with Cooper, these young men and women, when they step on a field or on a court, they have a lot going on in their lives. And Cooper had a lot on his mind, and his mind, he was struggling in the game with his passing, his being able to hit his targets. And so just knowing that every athletic contest doesn't go perfectly, that we're all human, we're going to make mistakes, and sometimes things get in the way of our performance. Now, the one thing I had to laugh as I'm listening to the program is the mascot becoming an assistant coach in the middle of the season. I'm not sure that would really happen, but you know, in Odyssey, things happen for a reason.
Yeah, especially at the high school level. That'd be hard for that mascot to
exactly.
Well, Jay can get away with things that nobody else can. And if there's any question about that, just go back and listen to our New Zealand episodes.
Yeah.
Where he's a hobbit. Anyway, in our new club episode, there is a darker side to it and a heavier side to it. And that is when Austin McKinley has a tragic injury. Have you ever witnessed, Ivan, a serious injury while playing or coaching sports?
Absolutely. If you coach as long as I have, 41 years, you're going to witness, even at the high school or middle school level, some injuries that are very severe. I have a young man that I still remember that I coached at Liberty a few years ago, for the sake of just not revealing too much. I'll
sure.
call him Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike was a really good young man. He came out his freshman year, and he was about 6'1", good-sized kid as a freshman. Very first day of practice, he breaks his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely devastated. It wasn't just a torn ligament, a sprained ankle. He broke it, and he was in a cast, had to have surgery, and he was not able to play the rest of the season. Well, sophomore year, he decides he wants to concentrate on his grades. He's a really good student, but he wanted to concentrate on that. So he didn't come out, but he hung around, came to some open gyms. Well, his junior year, he decided he wanted to play football as well as basketball. So he goes out, plays football. Mid-season, he tears his labrum in his shoulder.
Man.
So here's a second pretty devastating injury. Well, he has surgery, rehabs it, and he's able to come back midway through the basketball season.
Wow.
His junior year, playing really well. Now he's about 6'6" and a really good athlete. And so he plays basketball even without playing his freshman, sophomore year. He's playing some varsity. He even letters as a junior without having played before. Then comes around senior year. I mean, he decides he's not going to play football. He's going to concentrate on basketball. He comes to every open gym, the very last open gym before tryouts, running the very last drill. He comes down and tears his ACL.
Oh, man.
Absolutely devastated the young man. He goes to the hospital. His mom's there and a couple of his friends. I go to visit him. The doctors will only let me and his mom back to see him. He has this great attitude. It's just tweaked. I didn't tear anything, but he had the MRI and it was torn. He had to have surgery. And so here's a young man who really struggled his entire career getting on the court. But he came and was a part of the team. He became a coach with us that year on the sidelines and just encouraged everybody else, even though he couldn't play. Mm. And he actually got to play in college. Even though his high school career was pretty much negligible, he just worked so hard during the off season that he still had that opportunity to play at the next level. And now he's actually, I saw his mom just a few months ago. He's going to school to become a physical therapist because he's been on the other end of it so much.
Sure.
He's now, that's what he wants to do to help others.
Oh, that's awesome, Mary, that you were able to help him overcome tragedy like that. So in this Odyssey episode, if you were in Coach Calhoun's place, what would you have told Cooper at that time?
The one thing I probably would have done different is I know Cooper was devastated because he's so concerned about Austin, even though there's that conflict between the two, he feels responsible for Austin's injury. And he decides because of that, he needs to step away from the sport himself. As his coach slash father maybe, but as his coach, I would encourage him to take more time and not allow him to quit making that emotional decision because that was an emotional decision. He was still thinking about what happened. Young men and women need more time to think things through. And so I would have encouraged him to take some time. And even though as a public school coach, I couldn't tell this to them, but take time to pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're limited to some of the things that we can say on a personal level with a player in a public school. But if I knew him outside of school and maybe went to church with him or something, I would take time to pray about this and really find out what it is that you really want to do. And so now you're not quitting and then coming back and having to ask to quit, but you can take time. It's okay to take time to step away from a sport, because tragedies do happen and they need that time to grow and mature and realize and understand why they are there and let them come around to that decision in that way.
Yeah. With all your experience with coaching all the different sports, I got to ask, what do you think our next Odyssey sports adventure should be about?
The one thing I thought of, and as we come out of COVID, and it's really, really tough, a lot of these kids are really struggling with interpersonal relationships, mm-hmm. conflicts among themselves, even in the classrooms. I see it in the hallway. They're behind in their social maturity. So maybe something with an internal conflict on a team and a lot of times it's about a misunderstanding. There might be something that's posted on social media that was a misunderstanding, but somebody sees that and they takes it and run with it and they totally misinterpret that. And then it becomes a big drama on a team.
Right.
So maybe something along those lines, how you have maybe Cooper could have a conflict with Jay or somebody like that. And then how the coach gets them together and just how they resolve that conflict. That's just a thought.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, Jesse, maybe we could give our sound designers a real challenge. It's something like a staring contest or
yeah, exactly.
Or something like that. I don't know. I really appreciate the football episodes, though, Ivan, and I hope that you get a chance to weigh in on maybe on the front end of some of these. We can give you – you can be a consultant, a script consultant. We can ask you some questions about things we're concerned about before we ever go in the studio.
Well, I would love to. I love Focus on the Family with my wife being a part of this for almost 30 years now, and love athletics. So if there's anything that I can do with Adventures in Odyssey or anything, just please give me a call. I'm just right up the road and be glad to help.
That was great to reconnect with you again.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Again, Bob, Jesse, thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear the 18-yard line in the club right now. And of course, we also have all of album 73, 28 Hours.
Or if you've been waiting to download it, now's the time. 28 Hours is available on the Focus Store, iTunes, Amazon, and elsewhere. Let's hear a preview of this exciting story.
In Adventures in Odyssey's 73rd album, 28 Hours, Odyssey's favorite son is missing.
Jason?
And lives are at stake.
If we move him, he dies.
And if you stay here, you all die.
Above all else, everyone wants to know...
What's going on? It's a jam-packed 28 Hours in album 73 of Adventures in Odyssey. Available now on the club and download. Coming soon to CD. Learn more at adventuresinodyssey.com.
You know, Jesse, after the club preview, we had some people saying this was their favorite album.
Well, I can't wait to start talking about it on the podcast.
Patience. We'll be unpacking the story soon enough. We just don't want to spoil anything for those who haven't heard it yet. But don't wait. We can't avoid spoilers forever.
That's true. And that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Learn more about Bring Your Bible to School Day at bringyourbible.org.
Join the club or find links to download album 73 at adventuresinodyssey.com or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.